that feeling is crazy cool. Can you just give some advice to people that feel held back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hope we talk about this later. I used to be a manager for a few singers, a travel manager.
Yeah.
And these people, they, besides being great singers, they had... They knew their hustle game. They, as soon as they got off the stage, they were looking for a new manager, a new producer, somebody that they can work with, so that they can get the next gig, in spite of being on the top of the billboards of the time. And one of them really did not enjoy singing in public to a stage. Well, the idea of it was kind of complicated when speaking with her about it. So it was very clear that she loved singing. It was very clear that she loved being on stage. But the journey from this behind the stage to up the stairs, which was the most painful thing for her. And I think it's the same was true for me too. Just before getting up to compete or to perform or something like that, I was so confident. And then walking up before, it's like, oh my goodness, what sort of decisions have I made in my life to get me here? I can't turn around. Everyone's looking at me. Oh my gosh, you know? And then to do that, to actually perform, it was such a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's like you're so thirsty and you get that first cup of water. It's that feeling of, wow, this it's more so than accomplishment, I think.
I think so. I think you're onto something here because what we're talking about here is the anxiety that most people have when you're going outside of your comfort zone, which means that is exactly where you need to be, right?
That's right.
Because that's when you grow, when you feel that feeling. I love this and I love competing, but right before, holy shit, what's gonna happen? What have I put myself into?
Yeah.
What if I lose? What if I get ridiculed? What if people laugh at me?
Yeah.
These are the thoughts that every person has, but how do you have any tools for coping with those thoughts?
Well, there's a few things. Well, one is I realize that every person has these feelings too. So all these people around me that are about to be on stage, they're feeling this too. Yeah. That makes me feel a little bit better. Yeah. You know, I'm not the only person in the world that feels these horrible feelings at first, you know?
Yeah.
And then I've also become desensitized to it too, to a certain degree, with experience. Once I've performed in front of a group of people X number of times, it's become easier. And then it later becomes fun.
Yeah.
Competition has never been fun for me because of the idea of competition.
Yeah.
I mean, being judged, because you're literally being judged and given a number afterwards.
Yeah.
But the benefits definitely outweighed the drawbacks in such a situation, to where it's like, okay, it's totally worth doing this. And by golly, I felt so good afterwards, you know? That's the hard part, I think, explaining that to my students too.
Yeah.
You know, they were nervous for a test. You know, coach, why do you have to make the test so hard? And why do you have to make me feel so nervous for a test? And I remind them, this is a performance martial art.
Yeah.
You need to perform. That's the idea. So for me to make you feel this nervous now will prepare you for when you perform at a tournament, for instance.
No, I think you're so right. And I mean, my father is my sensei, and he's been doing karate for many, many years.
Yeah.
And he always taught me that karate is not about competition, or martial arts is not about competition, but it's a part of it.
Definitely.
Because when you do that, not everybody can. I was... like you, a national team member and won a lot of medals. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can do that, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I encourage everybody to sign up for a competition, because just to go up there and stand and either perform or fight someone and just being all by yourself in that situation, that makes you grow.
Definitely.
As a martial artist and also as a human being, because let's face it, in life, there will be situations where you need to man up. If you want to meet your dream girl, right?
Sure,
If you don't have the courage in that moment to go and talk to her, you might miss an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of these things in life, and no one thinks it's easy. I mean, when you get to a point where you are numb to performing, my personal opinion is maybe it's time to move on and find something that excites you. Because if it excites you, it's going to make you anxious, right?
Yeah, that's right.